listening to a Hip Hop Digest special interview with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green.
All right, yo. Usually, you would hear King Killer, then you'd hear Kurt, and then you would hear my voice. But we on some different shit tonight because technology, time, and all that shit is just what it is. So here we are. And in the interview series, we have a collective on here tonight. And I'm going to let y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves right now.
Yes, Mad One, a.k.a. King Wig, man.
Tech Son.
I go by Blazy Green.
That's what's up, Blazy Green. That sounds like some shit that need to be my name.
Yes, sir.
That's right. No meet the doubt. Greens over here.
Yes, sir. So meet the Greens. We got the collective. I mean, what is y'all like? Is it a group? What's going on with that?
It's many factions. You know, we always collab on each other's stuff. But me and Blazy got a group called Meet the Greens, and we also have a group called Loads of L with Jamar Equality. And we just constantly feature throughout each other's music. You know what I mean? I've been knowing Jeff for years. I've been knowing Blazy for years. And it's really just like it just came together with working without really working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the music is just like a natural thing to have fun with your boys doing the thing. It just kind of comes together and it comes across to the music. And then later it became more organized with albums and projects. But we just try and be a support system for, you know, all things hip hop.
And that's what's up. And then my next question logically would be, where y'all from?
San Antonio, Texas, of course.
San Antonio. Yep.
Who would have thought?
Southern.
Land of the Spurs and shit.
Hell yeah. Spurs represent.
Always. See, there you go. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So I want to say that, you know, it's been a few years that I've been following along. And man, y'all's
okay.
Music,
y'all been rocking with us for a minute, man.
Oh, man, yo.
Good luck.
And I have to say, personally speaking, there's a lot of good work coming out of here, yo.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, definitely appreciate it, man. Definitely.
Yeah. We started off as fans, man. So, you know, we try and, you know, make the music that we would agree with rocking with, you know, whether it's 1,000 listeners or just us, you know, trying to keep the same passion throughout the creativity.
That's what's up, man, because I think people a lot of times think that, you know, we don't so much use the word old school too much because it's not really old school. Hip-hop ain't old enough to be old school.
I call it golden era progressive, you know what I mean?
There you go, there you go. You know,
if you look within the culture, you look within the charcoal, you're going to get the diamonds always.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I think we are getting closer towards basically categorizing the different aspects of hip-hop, and it's okay now to do that. It's not a negative thing if somebody says, oh well, you are a commercial rap, or you are you underground, or all that kind of stuff, because that's what it is. So it's okay to call it that, right? Ain't no disrespect, that's just what it is.
But sometimes you do what the music tells you, you know.
No doubt.
Different
no
producers
doubt.
Bring out different elements from, you know, every artist, I think, you know.
Yeah.
You're doing a project with Apollo Brown, Odyssey or whatever the case may be, it's gonna bring different elements. Cab Brown, you know, you name it.
DC,
you know?
Again.
Yeah,
y'all got that DC
DMV
connection going on.
Syria. Yeah.
That's what's up, yo. So I'm just gonna throw a question out there. You always can answer how you want to. Well, what really got you into hip hop the way you do it? Besides I know that the general thing is like, you know, what you just said, we trying to make music. You know, whatever, but how did you like legit say to yourself, I can do this shit and I'm gonna do it?
Man.
Well, for me personally, when Rakim dropped Let the Rhythm Hit Him, that was like my turning point where I had to like start writing rhymes. Like, just hearing the way he was flowing, like just the way he was using words and the way it affected me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it drove into me. Like, I had. Like, Rakim's voice was undeniable. It was like he was speaking, you had to hear it. You know, you were paying attention to what the man was saying. You know what I mean?
No doubt. I'm sorry. I'm fucking up because it's only me tonight. Like I said, we ain't got King Killer Kurt here. So I almost fucked up, but it came back to me. Before we do all that talking, all three of y'all owe me something. And you know what it is, right?
I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Your personal top three MCs and the first top three, your personal top three, and the first record that you bought with your own money.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yo, well, I'll go first. Okay,
I turned my phone off, but I can remember.
my top three would be Method Man, Ghostface, and Benny right now. I like Benny a lot.
You forgot about me, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. And Mad One, for sure.
I get a number four.
Jamari quality. Most definitely.
Hey, I got to say, man, I'm going to say influential, man. Hold on.
He didn't say what first record he bought, though.
Oh, okay. First record I bought was Crisscross, the Jump Jump album. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
because when your money start coming in.
Yeah, that was when I was in seventh grade or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. I had to say the first record I bought from Cutting Grass, Long Live the Cane and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the influential would be the Juice Crew, you know. Ooh. Yeah. And I'm just gonna say the Juice Crew, man. Molly Mo was everything, man. That's when the sample became the sample. You know what I mean?
So down. So you just that's your influence right there.
That's the nucleus for me, man. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And my first record I bought was Michael Jackson Bad, actually, on a 45.
Okay.
First rap record I bought was, I think it was a Kool Moe Dee.
Ooh.
Yeah, Kool Moe Dee record.
The CD. Treacherous.
Yeah.
Yes.
My dad threw it against the wall.
Wow. That's what
Christian parents used to curse you out for listening to rap.
What the fuck is this shit? This is a goddamn Christian house. I don't want to hear this shit.
I'm like, but why are you cursing?
Why are you cursing?
Right, this nigga just say out loud in this verse. We don't want to hear that shit.
If I top three, I mean, Rakim is always in the top one slot for me.
That's the icon, I mean, man. That's the one everybody wanted to be like, man. You know what I mean?
To give a token to the young cats, Justin Freeman, that young kid is like super, super dope with the wordplay. If I'm only doing one more, I might say Brother Ali, because really just feel it, you know? He's got a way to speak to your soul. He's like a preacher kind of when he's rapping, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's like, pretty interesting to me that you guys. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Like that. There's a lot of dope new cats too. Supreme, Cerebral. Yeah. Just a plethora of MCs, man. This is another cat from Baltimore. Jay something. I forgot his name, man.
That's the thing. You could go on for days.
Yeah,
you
could always find you some good music, man.
That's the only thing. But all you gotta do is turn off your radio, turn off your streaming shit, and
it's never really there, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, every time we play Public Enemy, it was always somebody to play, you know, one day, let's get it started. Man, I want to hear that political stuff, man. I want to dance, man. This nigga want to start the revolution, man.
Yeah. Public Enemy's not necessarily for the clubs, you know what I'm saying? Even back at that time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You play that dance, your setups and shit.
I wasn't trying to hear that, though. I'm just like, man, y'all understand this Coogee Rap poison, man.
That's why 2 Live Crew was so brilliant. They could talk about all that nasty shit.
But I love 2 Live Crew. That first
one. It would be a club hit, though. Crazy. Move something. Get on.
Everybody that raps should respect 2 Live Crew for what they did. What they went
through. Skywalker record.
To have this shit. Right.
Yeah. You remember Lee Wan Love, man?
I do not.
Oh, yeah. He was an artist on Luke Skywalker, man. Yep.
Wow.
A kid rapper, one of the first kid rappers, man.
He had
Crazy Rhymes or something like that. I forgot the name of it.
What
was it?
With the bird.
He did the rock and rapping over
there. Yeah, exactly.
They trying to mark him like a little baby Michael Jackson rapper and stuff.
Jack Robin,
So I want to region rep with you for a second, right? Because I'm just going to tell you about my own ignorance. And when I say ignorance, I mean it dictionary style. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
I'm asking, like, when I hear or would have heard of rap coming out of Texas, I know there's, you know, hip hop is wherever it is, right? I know that.
Right.
But you don't typically get that, and I'm gonna say this with full respect, that New York feel, that hip hop that, it's hard to explain if you don't know what it is. It's hard for me to explain what hip hop is to somebody.
I think it's just the influence that transcended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Regions. When we was kids, we had a little college radio station called KSYM. Yep. And one of the DJs was from New York. So he was getting all the music from the record pool. And first place I heard Raw was on the college radio station.
Okay.
So, man, we were influenced. The influence of like 88 to 95 is very heavy on what we do. You know what I mean? So it's always been at a certain standard. You would not know of that because you didn't have the internet, but...
Right.
We got MCs here in this city, man, that will be a rival to any of your golden era legends. So it's always been inbred, you know. So
sometimes the city's a crutch, you know what I mean? When nobody gives a shit about San Antonio yet.
Yeah.
You know. But we say because
people tend to forget it's the seventh largest city. And you know, you got a big military influx in the city, so you got a plethora of ideas mixing and meshing together. So
there's a lot of
influences that transcend besides what your typical Texas is.
There's a lot of assassins out here, you know what I mean? A lot of MCs that be rhyming dope, super dope. You'd be surprised.
Right now, at this moment, San Antonio is kind of big.
Like from here, you know what I mean?
A little bit. It wasn't always like that, man, you know, but then again, you had artists like, in that era, like N.W.A. on tour with De La Soul. Everything was all kind of one, but as long as you was dope, whether you was a Too Short type of person or a Tough Crew from Philly, you know what I mean?
Sir,
it was like Chuck D said, the CNN of rap. Everybody was picking in the different channels, man, you know?
No doubt.
I'm hearing records like Robert S., Big Words, Cat from Michigan, being a cat from San Antonio, you know what I mean? I was such a hip hop fiend. I was cutting grass. My homie was doing me like a dope fiend for mixtapes. You know what I mean? He had a brother that had a record pool, and I was hearing people like the Jungle Brothers and all kind of stuff. I'm just like, damn, that's before I could buy like albums on the regular. So to get all that music on one fat tape, I would do anything for it. Watch cars, $10 a tape, and I would pay, man. You know what I mean? To hear the likes of MCs of the Flavor Unit, and
no doubt
that influence kept. And then like another phase that was real dope when Souls of Mischief came out and showed you that MCs from regions such as Oakland or places you wouldn't expect could come with that wreck and give you that boom bap and everything you would think, but from their perspective and their own unique brand of flavor. It's the same thing, man. You know what I mean? We are those cats, so
no doubt.
You know. Every city that's coming to this city is running to your boy, you know what I mean? So
See, that's what's up. So speak on some of your projects and what you guys are working on or have worked on.
Right now, we're getting ready to drop a EP with Matt One. Me and him, I did the beats. He did the rhymes.
Dark Side of Jupiter.
Super fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I like what I like about Blaze. He got that throwback 92 electric stimulated dummies type dope shit, but you know, in a new type of way. So it's making me reinvent myself as an MC. Things have been really getting interesting lately, man. Blaze has not really been making beats for a year, but man, he's like been a battery spark for us as creators.
Other cats too, Jamari Quality, he's another cat on the team, and he's steadily putting stuff out as well, especially as of recently.
We're doing an interview with that as well.
Yeah,
as far as albums go, these cats they go so deep because Blazy and Mad One, they stay working so constant. It's like they just, I mean, if you look up, you know, you can look them up on the Rule of Y page and just get a whole big list. But now, you know, Blazy's starting his own page full of a whole nother list of albums
and you got
an artist.
You got players like the one you did with Johnny Slash, which is you know, different producers bring out different elements.
Yeah.
Piece of Johnny Slash, MCs,
man.
Piece
we got
of
a lot
of, you know what I mean? Piece of both of them cats. Those dudes are big influences on my beats.
Yeah. Kaiser, so,
Yeah, Kaiser for sure.
Yeah. All these producers bring like a different element. Like Kaiser shit is like a challenge. He'll sample everything from psychedelic rock to Tom and Jerry samples.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a Mad Lib challenge type of flow. Like, damn, as an MC, you got to be like, how can I unlock that level? It's like a video game, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
If I can catch a cadence on this type of crazy shit, I've unlocked another level of MCing.
And then I'm on the other side where, like, I work a lot different. My beats are not samples typically. I use a couple from like Ruler and them that do have the samples in them, but a lot of my stuff, I'll play it out, every bit of it, and then I'll have somebody lay guitar on it or something, and you know, I'm just doing it a different way. My process takes a lot longer. It's totally different. I take years to make an album, but
no, you take a century, dog.
It takes forever. You know what I'm saying? My album's coming out. I'm calling it Life's Work, and that's part of the reason because it's kind of my life's work. You know what I mean?
Though, man, we always like people like the Dungeon Family that could create the raw sound over played instruments. Man, that was also key to hip hop. You know, to elevate. You know, Larry Smith from Houdini. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I see you calling them out. I see you. You're a scholar over there. I see you.
Definitely.
Yo, let me tell you right now, Mad One is a legend in San Antonio, man.
Yeah.
He's been doing it forever.
Man, I'm just a fan, man. I'm just trying to stay balanced in this culture I love. You know.
But here's the thing, Irvin. I was a fan of his when I was, like, developing my style. And watching him, and he was in a group called The Third. And The Third was like just this amazing group. I was running the lights for him at shows and shit.
He was sweeping the floor.
he was on fries.
Pick up the peanuts, yo. But the whole group was just dynamic MCs. Mm-hmm. And everybody was flowing their asses off. And everybody had their own individual styles. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I'd always felt like if anybody was going to blow from San Antonio, these were the cats. And never seeing it really happen, you know, it's a little bit disappointing because this cat, I can't tell you how hard he's worked and been so consistent. And he's just one of the illest cats alive, but nobody knows. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows because people definitely do. But
I mean, everything is not, you don't always have a Nas career, but you know, when
that's
you're
right.
Hot, you know, man, you,
yeah,
hot,
real
you
know recognized,
that was what it is, you know.
But more people outside of San Antonio should appreciate it. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Your best work goes unnoticed sometimes, but you just keep your focus and keep pushing ahead. If you love what you do, it's going to show. You know what I mean?
He's the most positive, humble guy.
You know what I mean? We can relate here at the Hip Hop Digest show because we've been doing this for 14 years now.
Yeah, I heard a cat say the jewels is in the journey sometimes, man. Like,
exactly,
You know, financially I survived, but musically and creatively, all the dreams have come true, man. All the stuff I wanted to make as a fan of this culture, I feel like I made in some capacity, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be an invisible empire, but it exists.
We got like about 9 minutes or so. I want to ask Blazy a question real quick, yo. Like,
what's up?
When I see your videos, like, if I could put into words what hip hop is, I would say you, because your delivery, your whole swag is just hip hop.
I appreciate that.
It's hip hop. And I've been wanting to tell you that for a minute, but I knew you'd get on here at some point. But I wanted to tell you that. So is that an influence, or is that just you being you in that moment?
Man, I just take after my company, you know what I mean? I just, my homies, I just follow them and learn, try to take what's good, like what I do best, and just times that by 100, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. He's like the Missing Artifact member, man. My boy be coming hard with that shit. Like, what part of Jersey are you from? No.
Everything happens for a reason, and I think like, everything that I've learned up until this point is all coming to fruition, you know what I'm saying? And I really like the shit that I'm making right now. I feel like it's my favorite shit, you know, ever.
It's an exciting time, man.
And I happen to be creating the beats too, so it's like a new plus.
Yeah.
And like, and now I get the joy nowadays of making a beat for my homies, and when they rock it too, and I'm like, damn, that shit is fire as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Pardon my French, but
hey, we speak your piece here, B.
Word. Yeah. No, you know, and I'm happy to know all my friends, man. I appreciate that because they put me like a motherfucker. Like, you know, they keep me going even when I want to slow down. They keep me moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Big shout out to DJ Technique too, because he's been laced to the cuts lately.
It's pretty amazing. It sounds like it's really bubbling there, and it has been obviously for a while. But I don't know, man. Like I said, I see the work coming out of there, and hearing y'all say what's going on. Yeah. I mean, don't put it past. Just keep doing what you're doing, yo. Because it's shining. Yeah,
this man, Blazy, work ethic has really been keeping us on point lately, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, Carl, I just made three new tracks. Sick.
And you know,
I'm on my way.
And it's great that there's a mature lane now, you know, for hip hop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Old folks can, you know, we can work now. And even outside of hip hop, like Sturgill Simpson, I think he started his music career like, what, almost 40 years old, you know? Like, so it's like you don't have to necessarily be the teen sensation now.
Hip hop is slowly becoming timeless, man. You know, trends come and go, dope shit never comes out of style, bro.
Yeah,
right. You know what I mean?
Right.
No doubt.
And we do appreciate the young cast is just carrying the torch of what they're doing.
Out there doing it.
We just want to just try to bridge the gap a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all. That's the biggest part that I see, is we just need to bridge the gap between young and old, because it's all hip hop. Well, hip hop is pieces. Hip hop is not just one thing.
But honestly, it's not about young and old, though. It's about whack and dope. You know what I mean? Like, the important thing is that, I mean, like, we do have to draw a line somewhere. It's like, dude, that's fucking trash. You know what I mean? There's gotta, like I feel like there really does have to be, we can't be like the, you know, everyone gets a trophy stuff with hip hop, in a sense.
But Jeff, that's when you gotta leave that to them. Like I'm be telling King Killer.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit up here and debate about Drake.
Yeah, it's multi-layered.
I'm gonna tell you that I don't get down with Drake, but good for him to be rich, great. Get all that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't like
that. He might surprise your ass with a banger one time, everyone.
And I'll listen to it, and I'll say it. I'll admit it. But typically not. And I don't mean to say him, but I'm just saying any of the mainstream.
But if they basically come with something dope, I'll say it.
It's cats that'll surprise you, man. Some cats out there rapping like Polo G, and you know what I mean? Even surprise you.
I look forward to being surprised
every now and then, you know, like,
man.
I look forward to that surprise. Then I'll just say that and leave it at that.
I'm saying
any of these young cats, I'm not gonna wait for it. But if I hear it, I'm gonna be.
It's just a new generation. You can't really.
Yeah, man. They're not gonna do it.
You know what I mean?
They don't know. You know what I mean?
And it's okay. It's okay.
That Justin Freeman, I listed him on my top. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to him, he's spitting. That is a young.
He's still
dude.
Holding it down for the culture as a whole. Yeah. So you know what I mean?
Exactly. They're part
it has
of
to
it.
Continue. Yeah.
And definitely, there's a growing section.
We couldn't be the Manhattans, but we could appreciate the music. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's a growing section of young rappers right now, though, that are taking them more seriously. I think they're getting past the dumb shit.
It's always gonna be some dumb shit, though.
Maybe. It's always been the yin and the yang.
But
know?
As far as that being the main thing, you know. Yeah,
sometimes it just comes with life experience, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
You know, you just some of your experiences sometimes. You can't expect, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
World-renowned works from someone like a Lil Yachty or something. He ain't lived yet, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But there's life people experience. His age doing it, though.
Yeah, there's always was a special ed, you know what I mean?
Right. LL was about 16 when he got in there.
But we
wind it down, so I want to get, like, if you had to, each of you, each of three of you, if you had to tell the audience, like, a piece that you created that they really need to hear, what would that be, and where can they find your work?
All right, well, I just dropped an EP called Grim Forecast. It's super fire, all beats produced by me. It has no features, strictly bangers, strictly banging verses, and should definitely check that out. Released it a couple months ago.
Yeah, you can check out my project, Mad One, but I spell it M-A-D, the number one, N-E. You can check out my latest project, King Leo Green, and Impressive Hey Poems. Before that, produced by Kaiser and Ruler Y. And then check me out with Lords of L with Blazy and Jamar Quality. And search Mad One, M-A-D, number one, N-E.
And yeah, Lords of L.
My album, my Tech bad, Son. All right, you good? Tech Son. The Life's Work, that's coming out soon. But as far as like you want to look up something, you'd have to go back to the Hip Hop Digest mixtape. And I had the very first track and fourth track or something like that on there with G-Rock. And I got some great features coming up on that album. It's going to be a super dope album. Mad One's on it, Blazy's on it, Percy P, G-Rock. It's a
family business.
Key Turner. Yo,
super dope.
Key Turner, she is super dope. You want to look up a FemC? Mm-hmm. Key Turner. K-E.
Out of Florida.
Turner.
Yo. All right, brothers. I just want to say real quick, because we got less than a minute here, so I just wanted to say, appreciate y'all for coming on here. Look forward to more of that work, man. And we gonna get it out for y'all, yo.
Awesome, man.
Y'all gonna come back and talk to us again, when we can talk to King Killer and Kirk too.
Right, yeah, no, that'll be great, no doubt. For sure.
All right, salute to Hip Hop Digest.
No doubt.